letter, James says, be patient. Be patient. As you might remember, my father was a forester inspector. He was in charge of, before he died, in charge of all the nation's forests, oversaw the development of forests for the whole state. But one, he had a great love for trees and the whole way trees grow. And it comes out in any time we interacted over trees. We had some bogland that he decided to plant with Christmas trees that could then be farmed for later for Christmas trees. And so when I was about 10 or 12 years old, I remember every summer we would go down and we would plant the Christmas trees. Now, you have to understand, these things were this size. Little plants, they're two-year-old at this size, by the way. Right? Two-year-old planting. And I remember planting these things in this sea of bog, thinking to myself, my God, how long will it take this thing to grow? And he said, about 10 to 12 years. 10 to 12 years. Of course, for me, that was literally an entire lifetime. It was my entire life. So I went, what? 10 years for a Christmas tree? Like, what? Anyway, and every year we'd come back and we'd plant more, and it would, like, you know, grow from here to here. And I went, that would ever grow, ever, to a Christmas tree. I used to, like, each year seemed like an eternity for me. And, of course, eventually, when I went to college, we would go and we would reap those Christmas trees. Because they were eight feet tall at that point. But I remember my father looking at those trees, and I would complain about the trees not growing fast enough, right? Because he says, patience, Brendan, patience. Things don't just sprout up. Things take their time. It will grow, has to get its roots, and it will grow slowly, grow and bigger and bigger. And in about 10 years, you'll have that tree. I think part of why he was able to be so patient was because, you see, he knew what trees looked like when they were 40, 50, 60 years old. Because he had inherited those, and he had planted millions of trees himself throughout the country. So he had everywhere in between, from seedlings all the way up to, you know, 50, 60-year-old trees. It's that sense of patient waiting that the letter of James is trying to communicate to those Christians of that early time, and to us, is that the seed of the Word of God doesn't just sprout and build and grow into a large tree overnight in our hearts. It doesn't. It takes time. Patiently, we allow the Word of God to grow within our hearts and to grow stronger. It needs attention. It needs the fertile soil. It needs to be planted in our heart. But oftentimes, we grow impatient and we want what we wanted, and we want it now. Like, this is the guide. Our generation has become a generation of immediate gratifications. We want it, and we want it now. Right? And that message is counter to what we celebrate in the Advent time of preparation for Christmas. Because the message of Christmas is two things. Is that Christ has already come once and for all, and is with us always, and he will come again. So we live in this in-between time, just like those Christians of the letter of James. Is that we wait for his final return. And in this in-between time, we are called to patiently wait. Now, the question then becomes, is what exactly are we waiting for? Like, now we aren't waiting necessarily 10 years like that, but there's only 10 days to Christmas. And we know that the kids today are impatiently waiting because they're more waiting for gifts, Christmas gifts. And that's okay. But as long as we want to make sure that the Christmas is imbued with the real message of Christmas too, that message that Christ is the message. The Christ's love for the whole world is with us always. And that's the question. It's not what we're waiting for at Christmas. It's who we are waiting for. Now, St. John of the Cross, one of my favorite saints, as you know, whose feast day it was yesterday, says that the first component of belief, of believing, of faith, is desire. So in other words, you won't get to believe until you desire to believe. See, you want to have an experience Christ. So that's where we ought to spend our energy is we may not have it, what we're looking for, but we desire to have a closer relationship with Christ. We desire to see Christ more clearly. We desire to hear Christ more clearly in our own life. And if we can focus on desiring, then we believe the Lord then shows up every single time. Why? Because God takes that desire and gives the fruit of faith, what we call grace. And He allows us then to see His presence among us and within us. He will then allow us to hear His voice within us and around us. So for these last 10 days, let us not be impatient, but let us earnestly desire to hear Christ more. Earnestly desire to see Christ more. And if that is truly our desire, then we'll just slow down a little bit. And let the Christmas festivities come and we just slow down. And in the midst of all of this, then we will see Christ more clearly and we will hear Christ more clearly. But it starts first with the genuine, heartfelt desire. I want to see you more, Jesus. I want to hear you more, Jesus. Show me. Show me where you are. And that desire will never, ever go unfulfilled. So today, let us be patient. Wait, rest, and you will see and hear Christ more clearly.